This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile and time for a checkup. And joining us from Southern Cancer Center, Carla Childers, Director of Research. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, Director of Research for Southern Cancer Center, it's pretty heavy lift there. You got a lot to research. What are y'all, cancer, what are you looking at? How do you direct research at Southern Cancer Center?
Well, I manage the day-to-day operations of our department. I work with Dr. Meshad on what clinical trials that we're going to open and start. Then we educate our team on the clinical trials and how to enroll.
Clinical trials. Let me back up for a second. So a clinical trial is what? What is that for all, whether it's Southern Cancer Center or somewhere else, what's a clinical trial?
Well, it's a research study and it evaluates safety, effectiveness, and side effects of new drugs, procedures, or
Okay, devices. I've heard about this. So a report will come out. In clinical trials, XYZ happened or something like that. So that's these.
Yes.
So why do y'all do them? Why do they exist? Why are they? And I guess if they exist, they are important. So why?
Oh, they are. Without clinical trials, we would never have improved treatments. Everything would stay the same. And through clinical trials, they're able to determine if the treatment is safe or not. Mm-hmm. It lets us know if what we're doing already is the best thing or not. I mean, it shows there's room for growth and this drug works better than the standard of care does.
This is where we get our new leaps. This is where we get our new leaps.
Yes, that's where the new drugs come in and the new regimens. That's how I remember way back when. I know everybody has seen Pembro on the advertisements on television. We did a study years ago where it wasn't standard of care, and we were given Pembro on our lung patients, and today it's standard of care. Every lung patient almost gets Pembro.
So this was a clinical trial that's now the standard.
Right.
And talk about this too, what it means to patients and families that you deal with. I mean, this kind of, this.
Well, for a patient newly diagnosed with cancer, of course, that's a horrible thing to have to go through and to mm-hmm. face, but to know that there's opportunities to get the next best treatment, they have the opportunity for what could be the next regimen as standard of care.
Mm-hmm. And so, they'd be the first ones to get it.
So they could benefit immediately where later down the road, people are not going to be able to benefit for years maybe.
So how do you select patients to do these clinical trials?
Well, we screen a lot of patients, new patients that come in. We look at them, patients that are coming in to see the doctors. We review their charts and see if they might meet criteria for one of our studies. If we think they do, then we go to the provider and go, this patient looks really good for study A, B, and C. What do you think? And if they go, yeah, they would be great, they'll talk to the patient about it. If they're interested, the doctors will get with us and we'll go in and educate the patient more on the clinical trial and the requirements. And then if they're interested, then we sign consent and start the screening process.
Okay, so you're going to come to them, you're going to see and ask them, hey, would you like to? And
right.
Then it's up to the patient whether they want to
absolutely.
Take that route.
Yeah.
What is like the progress on this, the day-to-day, if you're in a clinical trial, are you stuck at in a room? How does this work?
I mean, it's really no different than any other patient other than we've got to do protocol-specific testing or vitals and things like that.
But they're still coming and going.
Oh, absolutely. It's
not like you picture people all like in a, they stay there, they don't leave.
No, not at all.
Okay.
They come in and see the doctor like they would even if they weren't on a study.
Okay.
But because they are on a study, they may have specific labs that they do for us that they wouldn't do for the doctor normally. We might need to do an EKG, which they wouldn't be doing that on a day-to-day basis when they came in. If they're getting an IV treatment or anything like that, there might be specific vital signs that we're monitoring or specific lab work that we do before and after the infusions that's required by the study. But the patient comes, does the treatment, and then they go home.
The
best part of that is they get their very own CRC, clinical research coordinator, as their one person that they have with them every time they walk through our doors. Our CRC is with them. We see the doctor with them. We evaluate them before the doctor even sees them. and we communicate all that information with the doctor.
So they got their like their own personal person, ombudsman to guide them through this.
Exactly.
Carla, let's talk about some misconceptions here on this before we wrap up. Clinical trials, are they safe? I mean, that people are going to ask, that's going to be the first question.
Right. They are safe. They are safe. There are guidelines in place now to ensure safety. Everything is done ethically. Patients are well informed.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're people say, well, it's this is only happening as a method of last resort.
That is not true. The majority of our studies at Southern Cancer Center are first line metastatic. We have some first line breast. There are studies out there that are after they've tried all treatments available to them, then they can try this, but they're few and far between. We don't have any of those on our standard list.
So you say first line, that means
this first time they're ever treated for that diagnosis.
Oh, okay. So it's not on down and on down the road.
They can be. We have some that are second and third line, but the majority of ours are first line or second line.
People worry that I'll go in there and you're going to be, for the research purposes, you're giving me a sugar pill, you're giving me a placebo.
That is not true. Now, there are some studies where a patient may get a placebo, but they know about it. So, like, it can have two arms. They're going to get standard of care plus Pembro. Okay. Or they can get standard of care with nothing. They're just going to get what they would normally get even without the study. But they'll give them a bag of saline because nobody knows if they're getting Pembro or not.
Right.
So they have to give them that. But the patient is very aware that that's a potential before they agree to the study.
And people will say these trials, you know, are only going to help people down the road, not people today. But you kind of answered that question, that people, you know, right away are getting help from this. It's not just for 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road.
Right. Yes, we have patients that are getting benefit from clinical trials right now. You know, but the goal of research is to get them all FDA approved, you know, the better treatments FDA approved for later down the road. But if they're getting the treatment now. They're benefiting, you know,
and you kind
what
of said
a great
because,
opportunity.
Because they could get it now. Somebody else, there's going to be a period of time with approval that nobody else is getting it.
Right.
It could be months or years,
yes.
But that person got it now.
Correct.
It's exciting. I appreciate you stopping by, talking with us about this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Carla Childers, she's with Southern Cancer Center, the Director of Research, right here for Time for a Checkup on FM Talk 106.5.